News is next on KIXI in Seattle. The time now is 10 p.m.
CBS News. Mexico's president is getting ready for a meeting with President Ford, but Mexico is in no mood to make oil concessions. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Despite reports that Mexico has made a huge new oil find, President Echeverria does not appear ready to make any easy deals with the United States. George Natanson has a report from Mexico City.
Oil will be discussed by the two presidents when they meet on Monday, but Mexico's president, Luis Echeverria, has made it clear he will grant no price concessions on this country's exportable oil. Speaking with newsmen prior to his departure for Baja California, where he will remain until time to meet with President Ford in Nogales, Echeverria declared, quote, "Let it be known that there will be no concessions for which this country can feel sorry about later. There will be no mortgage on this country's future," unquote. Speaking earlier on the occasion of the fourth anniversary of the death of Lázaro Cárdenas, the president who nationalized Mexico's oil industry in 1938, Echeverria he declared, appeared to be an international maneuver to force us to lower our oil prices. George Natanson for CBS News in Mexico City.
I'll have more news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take Sinoff tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F, the sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff, the sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And Sinoff doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray, only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
6 people have been shot to death in an attempted robbery in New Britain, Connecticut. A report from Joe Crawley of station WFSB-TV.
The 4 men and 2 women victims were discovered by a customer shortly after 9 p.m. Saturday night. All had been shot, and police say at least 2 of the dead were killed by shotgun fire. The first officers on the scene reported there were 4 cars in the parking lot of the small neighborhood bakery, one of them with the engine still running, indicating that some of the victims may have been customers. Police are speculating that robbery was the motive, but as yet have not been able to determine if any money is missing. An alarm has gone out for 4 men driving a late model car, seen leaving the scene of the murders about the time of the crime. Police in this industrial community of 80,000 people are calling this the worst crime in the city's history. Detectives from the Detective Division of the Connecticut State Police have been called in to assist. Joe Crowley for CBS News, New Britain, Connecticut.
President Ford is back in Washington after a 16-hour trip to 3 states in the South to campaign for the Republicans. The president made 6 speeches in North and South Carolina and in Kentucky. He appealed to the voters not to send a lopsided Democratic majority to Congress. The president said a veto-proof Democratic Congress would mean higher government spending and more inflation. President Ford several times on the trip noted that the polls do show the Republicans losing quite a few congressional seats, but he said the party could work hard between now and November 5th and prove the poll takers wrong. The head of a fertilizer industry organization is calling on others in his field to divert more fertilizer from lawns to gardens and farm fields next year to free fertilizer supplies for fruit production. Joseph Sullivan, head of the Fertilizer Institute, says if we all have browner lawns and greener gardens, we'll all be a lot better off. Now this.
Here's a medical puzzle. A person has a deadly disease, yet leads a normal life. How is it possible? The answer is chemotherapy. Through this treatment, thousands of cancer victims regain active, productive lives despite their cancer. Many of these people can continue in their jobs for years, while the anti-cancer drugs, which we call chemotherapy, control their disease. But many types of cancer remain difficult to control, Through research, the Chemotherapy Foundation is stimulating the development of new drugs. More types of cancers will someday be controlled. You can help by contributing to the Chemotherapy, that's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. That's the Chemotherapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. This is a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
Voters in Switzerland are going to the polls this weekend for an unusual referendum. The people have been asked to decide whether to evict an estimated 1.5 million foreigners in the country. The referendum was forced by a private group which says Switzerland cannot support all the foreigners plus its own 6 million citizens. The Swiss government is against expelling the foreigners, saying they are needed to keep the country's industry going. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook calls for considerable cloudiness tomorrow and Monday with chance of showers late tomorrow through Monday. Highs near 60, lows in the upper 40s. In downtown Seattle currently, it's 56 degrees. And in sports, some late football scores. Texas Tech over Arizona 17-8. Florida beat Florida State 24-14. Tulane 30, Citadel 3. Kentucky down LSU 20-13. Houston beat Villanova 35-0. Mississippi State 29, Memphis State 28. And earlier today, Stanford down the Washington Huskies 34-17. Tonight, in the third quarter, UCLA 17, Washington State 13. In the National Basketball Association, Detroit beat Portland 122-99, Atlanta over Houston, Chicago down Milwaukee, Washington beat New Orleans, Kansas City over Phoenix. Washington, that should be Philadelphia down the New York Knicks. It's 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents...
I'm Joel Sherald, CBS, reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. And fasten your seatbelt for a breathtaking journey into the vast, mysterious, hidden recesses of your own imagination. Men who have a reputation for telling the truth are universally respected and admired. But on closer examination, you're apt to discover that they have been showered with accolades after they died. What the habitual truth teller is usually showered with during his lifetime is most often abuse. And it's understandable. In many cases, to tell the truth is to rock the boat. And why do that? Especially when the boat is warm and dry, while the water is cold and wet.
Elwood? Elwood, you come out here.
You want me, George?
What are you trying to pull?
I don't understand.
You refuse to sign a safety certificate for the cable car. Why?
Because it isn't safe.
That's a lie.
I have a job to do.
Do you know the investment we have here?
I'm sorry, George.
It runs into millions.
I said I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not nearly as sorry as you're going to be.
Mystery drama, A Preview of Death, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Russell Horton. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Some research experts say you can't taste the difference between beers. Well, if they're right, then Anheuser-Busch wastes a barrel of time Beechwood aging Budweiser. Only they don't think so. Brewing beer right does make a difference. And they're betting a bundle that you can taste the difference in Bud. When it comes to brewing Budweiser, the Anheuser-Busch choice is to go all the way because they still care about quality. Look at this.
this way. If the Bud people have a choice between what some experts say and what beer drinkers say, well, you'd better believe they'll go with you beer drinkers every time. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Child of mine, tomorrow is yours. What kind of world will it be?
Every mother worries about the future of her children, but needy mothers overseas, barely surviving at the minimum level of existence, worry even more. Their families have never known a day when they were not hungry. They lack water that is safe to drink, medical facilities, schools. They need your help to give their children a chance in life. Through care, you can provide them with food, drinkable water systems, schools and medical care, and the means to help themselves. Help a mother to save a child's life today.
Please send your dollars to CARE, Department 2, New York, 10016.
Fantasy has become a most saleable item, and you can buy just about any fantasy you want. There are places that create the illusion of tropical jungles, complete with roaming animals. You can roam through realistic replicas of the past and relive the lives of earlier Americans. There are enchanted presentations of the magic world of fairy tales. And we are about to regale you with Helvetia. Helvetia, high in the Rocky Mountains, is a faithful reproduction of a tiny Swiss village. The young ladies who work there look like Heidi. The men know how to yodel. And there are chalets and cheeses and wonderful skiing. Indeed, everything you would expect to find in a Swiss resort. There is even a cable car suspended high above the valley. And we're about to get on board.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Now, you don't have to worry about your baggage or your skis. Everything will be taken off the bus and delivered to your chalet. And once we get you transported to Helvetia, the cable car will come back for your things. All right, now step aboard, please. Folks, you don't want to be late for dinner. This way, please. All right, there's a seat for everyone. Just step inside. Now, madam, you're really going to enjoy this. Once you tried it, you'll never be able to get enough. Oh, Jerry, is it 12? Okay, button her up. Okay, folks, we're off. And now, folks, welcome to Helvetia, a magic Swiss village in the good old USA. Those of you on the left side of the car can see fantastic Helvetia nestling in the valley just at the foot of that great peak which we call William Tell Mountain. Now, this cable car is the only means of entering or leaving. We will travel for approximately 1.5 miles suspended above the ground. And we are now at our greatest altitude, 7,436 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I am often asked, what would we do if the cable breaks? I don't know what you would do, folks, but I'd scream. seriously, folks, there is absolutely no chance of that cable breaking or of any other kind of accident whatsoever. Why, this cable car is a triumph of modern science. Here we are, folks. Oh. In Helvetia, safe and sound.
Isn't that...
All right, thank you, folks. Step lively now, you'll miss dinner.
Oh,
I want to have a...
Hello, Duke.
What do you say, Elwood?
Going back?
Right now.
Glad I caught you.
Why, you leaving town?
No, it's time to inspect the car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir. Throw her into gear. Let's go.
Well, yeah, you don't have to go. Here, let me take the card from behind the glass, and you can just initial it.
Well, I'll initial it after the inspection, huh?
Look, Elwood, you're new on the job.
That's why I want to do it right.
Yeah, well, old man Farrell, he's been a county engineer since maybe the year one. Before he got pensioned off, he just used to initial the card every month.
He did?
Yeah, after all, what could be wrong with the car?
Well, that's why the law requires a periodic inspection to find out.
Okay, Elwood. Be my guest.
Duke, you notice an increase in vibration?
No. She'd be the same as always.
It just seems to me that...
Well, I ought to know. I ride her all the time.
Well, we'll see.
Elwood, are you even trying to suggest that maybe there could be something wrong?
It's possible.
What? What'd you say?
You asked me. I told you.
Yeah, but... Well, what could be wrong? We're forever checking on the car, the cable, the machinery. I mean, you name it, we do it. This car, it's our bread and butter.
No, it has nothing to do with the car or the cable or the machinery.
Then what can you be talking about?
The mountain.
The mountain? What do you mean, the mountain? How can something be wrong with the mountain?
Elwood, had your dinner?
Sure.
What a mob. We're completely sold out.
Business is good.
Oh, I tell you, Elwood, we none of us ever dreamed we could make such a go of this place. Look at this stack of reservations. Where are we going to put all these people? You going to spend the night, Elwood?
If it's convenient.
How could it be inconvenient?
I do have to be at Sadler's Falls before noon tomorrow.
Oh, George isn't here. He's in Denver on business. But he's taking the first plane out. He'll want to see you first thing.
All right.
I hope you don't mind me coming up to your room.
Seems like old times. After all, when I was little, the day couldn't officially end until Big Sister came up to say goodnight.
Well, it's the only quiet place in the hotel. I have to work on these reservations.
You want me to help you?
Yeah, grab a handful. You separate them into single girls, single guys, couples, families.
Sure.
Oh, Elwood, George said to make sure you wouldn't leave till he speaks to you.
Okay.
He had a phone call from Duke, and Duke was very upset.
Yeah, I know.
What's it about?
You know, the inspection certificate on the cable car.
Oh?
Yeah, I have to sign it.
So?
I inspected the car today, and I didn't sign it.
You didn't?
I couldn't.
But if there's something wrong with the car, we can get it fixed.
No, it can't be fixed.
Let me get this straight. Are you telling me that you won't sign that inspection certificate no-how?
Yes, I guess I am.
Oh, well, then that means we won't be able to use the cable car?
Yes.
But how are people going to get in and out of Helvetia?
I understand the problem.
No,
but
Elwood, I'm afraid you don't understand. George and I and the other people, we've sunk every nickel we had in the world in here. And the work, oh, Lord, the toil, the sweat, and yes, the blood that went into making this place. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Muriel, I know what this place means to you and to everybody.
I spoke out of turn. You are, after all, an official of the government.
I'm just a county engineer.
Well, you have a duty to perform. You swore an oath, and there shouldn't be any other considerations.
Muriel, I don't know what to do. I mean it. I just don't know what to do.
He's crazy, that boy. He's out of his mind.
Please, George.
I went ahead and got him that job.
George.
Well, I did. I went and put in a word for him. Without me...
That's true, but...
But what?
Will you talk as if he's working for you?
Well, he is. He's working for me, for Helvetia?
No, he's working for the county.
Well, by God, what's the county? Helvetia's the county. What else has the county got? What else is worth a damn in the county? Muriel, we have to have that cable car. There's no two ways about it. We've got to have that cable car.
All right, George, maybe we will.
After all what?
Well, he really hasn't made up his mind yet.
Well, what's there to think about?
His job, his duty, and his oath of office.
Oh, come on, Muriel, don't hand me that.
Well, if the car were dangerous, would you want him to okay it?
Now, what kind of a question is that?
I think it's a legitimate question.
It's a stupid question.
Why?
Well, because it's impossible for something to be wrong with that car, with the apparatus, with any detail of the operation.
Why?
Well, you know how we worry over it, as if it were a watch. Now, where is he?
Well, he'll be down any minute. He didn't get much sleep all night. I know he's been worried.
Well, he doesn't have to be worried about anything. All he has to do is use his common sense.
George, don't say any more.
Oh, I hadn't even begun yet. Has this boy forgotten what he owes me? Or you? Us?
That's not the issue.
No? Well, who raised the boy? You did. Who sent him to college? I did. I didn't make an engineer out of him so that he could come back here and drive me out of business, did I?
George, do something that doesn't always come easy to you. Just shut up. When he comes down, please don't discuss it.
Don't discuss it. Why do you think I got on a plane 5 o'clock this morning to get here?
Well, don't tell him how much you've done for him, how much he owes you.
Okay. I took a course in psychology.
Yeah, you'd never let me forget it.
Is this how he gets back at us?
What are you saying?
Do things for somebody and they resent it. Subconsciously, they develop an animosity towards you.
Good morning, Muriel. George?
Oh, good morning. Bacon and eggs okay?
Fine.
Good morning, Elwood. How are tricks?
Kind of busy these days. They want to build a road at Sadler's Forks.
Yeah. The county's really getting built up.
Sure is.
Pour you some coffee, Elwood?
Yeah, thanks.
Have some cream?
No, I have to lose weight.
Damn it, the Elwoods. What's the big idea?
George.
Now, what are we sitting around for like three bumps on a log? This whole place can become a ghost town, and everybody's investment could go right down the drain just because...
Because what, George?
Because some wet-behind-the-ears kid is maybe getting a little bit drunk with power.
Can I tell you what's bothering
me? Just sign the damn certificate and nothing has to bother
me. The mountain. The mountain across the valley where the cable is anchored, you know? On the plateau where the bus delivers the people?
Well, so?
That mountain. Inside that mountain, there's...
There's what?
There's a... A fault.
What do you mean, a fault?
That mountain is... Well, I guess you could say it's slowly separating. It's coming apart.
But nobody ever said...
Well, it could be something new. It might have been caused by an underground atomic explosion.
But there haven't been any of those near here.
No, it doesn't matter. It could have been 1,000 miles away.
Well, how do you know?
But there are signs.
What kind of signs?
You remember the old abandoned silver mine?
Yeah?
Well, I noticed that some of the buildings and shafts are sinking into the ground.
Yeah, but that's on the other side of the mountain.
In a direct line. You've got other geological signs.
Yeah, but the foundation for the cable, that's like the Rock of Gibraltar.
George, I measured the angle of declension of the cable. It's been widening.
Huh? By how much?
Well, a minute fraction, but that doesn't matter. It's proof that there is a separation.
Well, how fast?
Maybe a fraction of an inch a year.
So, 1 million years from now, we can worry about it.
Now, that doesn't mean the rate can't increase rapidly without warning. I mean, it could last 100 years or forever. Or it could go tomorrow morning. It could just come apart. Collapse.
Well, all right. Never mind all that. Just tell us flat out. What are you going to do?
What is he going to do? He appears to be a dedicated public servant. On the other hand, he is a human being with intense personal debts and loyalties. He's thinking about it. And he'll have an answer when I return shortly with Act Two.
If you take a look at the 1975 cars, you'll notice a European influence. And there are some new American cars that rival the Europeans. One being Buick's new Skylark SR, with its touring car interior and spirited little V6 engine. But don't think of the Skylark SR as a European tourer. We're proud of the fact that it's a Buick. You will be, too.
Buick. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Boy, do I have a headache. Why do they have to make these caps so hard to open?
For a very good reason. Children open things that they shouldn't. That's why we have safety packaging. For the life of your child, you can live with a little inconvenience. For further information, write the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Washington, D.C., 20207.
You're 17. Well, that's plenty old. Old enough to know about things like grass and speed and acid and smack. We probably can't tell you anything about the stuff you haven't already heard, or maybe even found out for yourself. So, we don't intend to give you any advice. You wouldn't listen. But the trouble is, neither will your kid brother. He doesn't know half of what you know. He doesn't know how dope can affect your body. He's never spent a violent night hugging a friend who was on a bad trip, or watch a guy nod off in class and fall to the floor. He's just a kid, and a real setup for anybody out there selling the stuff. We'd like to warn your little brother. Too bad he doesn't trust us. We can't get to him. But maybe you can.
An Advertising Council campaign.
Your name is Elwood Markham. You owe everything you have in the world, your life, your education, your job, to your older sister and her husband. As a public official, you must certify or condemn conveyances that transport people. There is a conveyance that serves as the foundation of your sister's business. You cannot, in good conscience, certify it as safe. If this concerned strangers, you wouldn't hesitate. However, it's your sister. Are you going to destroy her?
What would you do if I refused to sign it?
Go to the county supervisor. Enter a protest. Ask for outside experts. Hire a team of geologists.
It wouldn't help. Word would get out. Whichever way it went, the publicity would kill us.
Look,
George and I are going to leave you, Elwood. Everything's already been said. You just have to decide as you see it. Come on, George.
But I...
George!
Yeah?
What was I supposed to do? I walked to the window. Outside was an enchanted street. It was as if you were in another world, another country thousands of miles away. And all this was their handiwork. Of course, the cable car was unsafe, but it was only unsafe in theory. In practice, it could serve 100 years without a mishap. The odds of this cable car falling were perhaps about those of a plane crashing, a ship sinking. Certainly less than that of a car colliding. So, I knew I was going to sign that certificate. But I also knew I was being bribed. It was a subtle bribe, but bribery nevertheless. I was being bribed with their love, their companionship. Because after all, if I refused to sign, things would never really be the same between us again.
Hey there, Elwood.
Morning, Duke.
I got a call from the chalet to hold the car for you. Leaving?
Yeah.
All right, hop in. We're off. How come you're not afraid to ride this baby?
Well, why should I be afraid? It's perfectly safe.
Is it?
Yeah. Matter of fact, before I forget, let me have the card. I better sign it.
Yesterday afternoon, you were handing me this line.
No, the situation adjusted itself.
Well,
now I no longer feel alone.
Hello.
My cab dropped me off here about 20 minutes ago. When does that cable car show up?
Should be along any minute now.
Are you going to Helvetia?
No, I have a package I want to have delivered to my brother-in-law at the chalet.
Well, I understand it's a fabulous place. I was lucky to get a reservation.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
You know, you look familiar.
I was about to say that about you, too.
My name is Daphne. Daphne Aldershot.
Daphne Aldershot. It's kind of a wild name.
Well, what's yours?
Elwood. Elwood Markham.
That's a very sober, serious kind of name.
Maybe it's because I'm a very sober, serious kind of person.
Oh? What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Yes, that's kind of sober and serious.
What do you do?
I'm a librarian in Denver.
Oh, you don't look like a librarian.
Why? How are librarians supposed to look?
Oh, prim, mousy.
You really should get with it. Oh, my goodness. Am I going to go into that?
In less than 5 minutes, you'll be in Helvetia.
Oh.
Will you be staying long?
10 days.
Oh. Maybe I'll see. I'll be there tomorrow afternoon. Tell Mrs. Lucas at the chalet that you're a friend of mine.
Okay, all aboard. Hey, Elwood, how you doing?
Can you get this package to George for me, Duke?
Sure thing, Elwood.
And take good care of Daphne.
Oh, how you do, Daphne?
She's my fiancée.
Congratulations, Elwood, Daphne.
Elwood, darling, I'll see you very soon, won't I?
You'll see me tomorrow, darling. I'll bring a preacher with me. We'll get married.
Can I be best man?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, we're off.
Goodbye, Daphne. What's that? The mountain. The falls. It's opening.
Elwood.
Boy, snap out of it. Snap out of it, Elwood. Oh, Daphne, don't die. I love you, Daphne.
Elwood.
Daphne,
Come on, boy, wake up. That's it.
What is... Daphne.
That's it, you're out of it now.
I...
Oh, man, you have the great granddaddy of all nightmares. I mean, we heard you cross the hall in our room you're in tonight.
Was it... A dream?
Oh, was it ever? You sure scared the daylights out of
me. Daphne.
You've been holding out on us, boy? Who's Daphne?
Oh, I seem so real.
You want Muriel to get you something to drink, maybe?
Look, I was standing at the cable car platform, and there she was.
Who?
Daphne.
Well, that's what I mean. Who's Daphne?
I don't know.
Oh, now, how could you dream about a girl you don't know?
Dark hair. Blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. I was always partial to that type myself.
She was beautiful. It was so real. And we stood at the platform, and I put her in the car, and...
Yes.
In the car, just... The mountainside, it started to give way. The fall.
Oh, Elwood, it's a bad dream, that's all. Just a bad dream.
Yeah. Yeah, just a... A bad dream.
Well, how's everything now?
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
Oh, how about something warm to drink?
No, I'll be fine.
What was it about, Elwood?
He was dreaming about a girl.
Oh, could a girl cause you that much grief?
No, I was dreaming about the mountain.
What about the mountain?
Just came apart.
Oh, Elwood, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
No, it isn't all right.
Don't worry about it.
What about the girl?
I never saw her before.
What's everybody getting so excited about a simple nightmare? I'm going back to bed. You coming, Muriel?
In a minute. Elwood, I'm worried about you.
I'll be okay.
You shouldn't have signed that safety certificate.
Oh, come on. It's all right to be Don Quixote on the stage, but in real life...
But you are Don Quixote. You always were.
I can get over it.
And... George and me, well, maybe our motives for
getting you the job of county engineer weren't exactly the purest in the world.
Muriel, what are you saying?
Oh, maybe unconsciously we wanted to have our own man in office so we wouldn't be bothered with all the official inspections.
Muriel, I won't believe that you could have such a motive.
Well, as I say, it wasn't a conscious one, anyhow. It's all so complicated, isn't it? Look, next month, don't sign the certificate.
No, I've already fought that battle. It's over.
Well, then resign.
It is over, Muriel. I've had this crazy nightmare. I conjured up this girl out of nowhere. But why? Why did she seem so real? And that name.
What name?
Her name. Where would I ever hear it before?
Well, I'll let you get back to sleep.
Yeah. That nightmare sure knocked me out. I think I could sleep for a week.
Well, you better get up early. You have to be in Denver for lunch.
What?
Oh, I must have forgotten to tell you. Your boss called. There's a luncheon meeting of the municipal engineers. He can't make it, and you're to go in his place.
Oh.
Is it really that much of a bore?
Denver. I wonder if...
If what?
If she really works in the library.
Who?
Nah, it's... crazy.
What are you talking about?
On the other hand, suppose there is such a girl. Just suppose. All corn, Alden, Alder, Aldershot. Daphne. Daphne Aldish. It just can't be. It just can't be. Huh. But why not? Okay, so it is. But what am I going to say to her? Is this Daphne Aldershot?
Yes.
Miss Daphne Aldershot?
Yes. Who are you?
Are you, Daphne Aldershot who's a librarian?
Yes. Who is this?
You don't know me.
And I don't think I want to.
Please, don't hang up.
Why not?
Just answer one question. Have you any plans, do you expect to go to Helvetia? I have to know.
Why?
Now, look, I'm not a kook or a crank.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Just, look, please, tell me if you plan to go to Helvetia.
And suppose I do, then what?
Don't. Please, for your own good, don't go.
Well, believe it or not, there is a Daphne Aldershot. And she is a librarian. And she is coming to Helvetia. Is Elwood Markham a man who can see into the future? Well, so far his forward vision seems to be 2020. But we can check it further when I return shortly with Act 3.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray, only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Madam, can I step inside? You see, I'm taking a survey. We're not selling anything, of course.
Well, if you're sure you're not selling...
Absolutely, I guarantee it. I see you have children. Do they do well in school? Now, if you'll just sign here, madam, you'll receive all 10 items for free, except for the handling charges, you understand. Pennies a day, really.
Wait just a moment, madam. Don't sign that paper. That's a contract. Believe me, nothing in this deal is for free.
But who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau, reminding you to read this contract carefully before you sign it. Don't be taken in by the story that anything of value is free. And remember that pennies a day add up to a considerable amount. Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Markham keeps having nightmares. In his nightmares, a girl he never even heard of steps into the overhead cable car that transport visitors to the enchanting resort called Helvetia. The car falls and she gets killed. But now, he has a real problem. It seems that this girl exists, and she intends to come to Helvetia, and she will have to get into that cable car.
No. Daphne! Daphne, darling! Daphne! Daphne! Daphne, please! Daphne!
And who is Daphne?
I'm having this nightmare.
Oh, we could hear you all over the place.
I'm having it all the time now.
Well, who's Daphne?
The girl who gets killed.
What?
She's a girl. She's a girl named Daphne. Daphne Aldershot.
Yes?
Yeah, and she's coming to Helvetia. And I meet her at the cable car terminal at the mountainside, and we fall in love. How would I know she's coming here? The Helvetia, how would I know?
Well, who says she exists? She's part of your nightmare.
Now, listen. Last week, I was in Denver, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, her name, Daphne Aldershot. It's in the book.
Well, all kinds of names are in the book.
And I spoke to her on the phone.
Just a minute, Elwood. Are you sure?
I'm sure. I called her number. She answered, and she is coming here. The Helvetia. She said so.
Well, let's check it out. Ginny, get me Greta at the reservation desk. Thanks.
It is not my imagination.
Greta, do we have a reservation for, Daphne Aldershot?
She said she was planning to...
We do.
Find out when.
Miss Aldershot, when is she arriving? Friday night?
Find out what time. What time?
What time? 9 o'clock. Thank you, Greta.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Don't you see?
What?
The first time I saw her in my dream, she was alone at the terminal, and that's because she got here late.
Elwood, there must be some kind of explanation.
I dreamed there was a girl named Daphne Aldershot. I dreamed she was killed when the cable car fell. It turns out there is a girl named Daphne Aldershot. It happens she's coming to Helvetia. So?
Elwood, it could all be,
How would I know? How would I know?
Maybe you better,
Better what? See a doctor? You think I'm crazy?
No, you're just tired. Emotionally exhausted.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've got 4 days. I have to stop her.
May I help you?
I wasn't looking for a book.
No? And what are you doing in a library?
I was, I'm looking for you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the one who called you on the phone.
Yes?
Yeah, I tried to tell you not to go to Helvetia.
You're the nut.
No, I assure you, I am sane. That is, I'm as sane as any normal person, which I admit isn't saying very much.
Yeah, well, sir, I'm busy, and I just don't have time to...
Can we go somewhere and talk?
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, there's a security guard over by the door.
You wouldn't call him?
What makes you think so?
Aren't you even the least bit curious? Look, my name is Elwood Markham. I'm an engineer. I'm county engineer over in Custer County, and, look, you could check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 o'clock. You have to have lunch.
I bring a sandwich.
Now, there's a place just around the corner. Now, what could happen to you?
That's just what I'm afraid of. Nothing.
You don't really want to go to Helvetia.
But I do.
I've been saving my money for almost 2 years.
The place is a phony. I should know. My sister and brother-in-law, they run the biggest chalet there. And it's just, you know, it's imitation.
Well, I hear it's fabulous.
Take it from me. You won't like it. In the first place, there's about 5 girls every guy.
Is that so?
Oh, yes, it's a fact.
Well, will you be there?
Daphne,
You know, you are cute. I mean, you're so serious.
I'm trying to tell you...
I never met anybody who's as serious as you. I mean, serious and a little crazy at the same time. Now, you tell me why I shouldn't go to Helvetia.
Well, you will think I'm crazy. Now, wait till you hear the real reason.
I'm waiting.
I dreamed about you.
Well, now, when?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
But how could you? You didn't even know me.
You and I met at the terminal where the cable car takes off for Helvetia.
Oh, I've heard that that is the most exciting part of the whole...
And we fell in love...
Now, don't rush me. Wait a minute.
and you got on the car, and the car took off, and there was a rock slide, and the cable car broke loose, and the car fell, and... And you were killed.
Wow! Oh, what any good psychiatrist would make out of that. So that's why you don't want me to go to Helvetia, hmm?
Yes.
Well, I must say, I've read a lot...
Before you say anything, remember what I told you about my job?
What is your job?
I said I was county engineer, and I had to inspect that car, right, for safety?
Yes, well?
Well, it is not safe.
Oh, well, then that takes care of that. The car won't be allowed to run, and I won't be killed, and there's no problem.
No, there is a problem. I okayed the car.
But if it isn't safe, why did you?
Because it's so complicated, and safe is a relative situation. That, Daphne, please, don't go. Don't.
It's been nice meeting you, Elwood, and I would like to get to know you better. But you're just too deep, too involved, I don't know. Maybe if you could get yourself straightened out,
Daphne,
we could...
you can't go to Helvetia Friday night. I am going to stop you.
How can you stop me?
Excuse me, Elwood. County Engineering Office, Tracy. Yeah? I'll put Elwood on it. Right. Talk of the road being washed away.
On the other side of the mountain where the cable car terminal is?
How do you know?
It's part of what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Tracy.
Elwood, I just can't condemn the cable car without giving the folks at Helvetia notice.
But look, this is an emergency.
2 weeks ago, you certified the car as safe. Now, what's come up so sudden?
It hasn't been sudden. I've known about it for months.
Well, then what? Why didn't you...
Well, because I...
Because of Muriel and George?
Yeah, that's part of it, maybe.
We've lived with geological faults, Elwood.
Yeah, sure, but a heavy rain, unusual amount of snow, any one of 100 subterranean disturbances in that whole side of the mountain...
Okay, let's do a study.
No, that will take weeks, months. It could go any time.
And it could never go at all. Elwood... Now, here's what you have to do. Next time you inspect it, in 2 weeks, condemn it. Give me a full report, request an investigation, and we'll bring in the experts.
And they'll only disagree among themselves, and nothing will happen.
Elwood, it was your job to withhold the safety certificate.
I know, Mr. Tracy.
Well, once again, put it in writing.
By that time, it'll be too late.
Too late for what?
Can't anybody believe me?
Hi, Elwood. Want some coffee?
No, thanks.
Where you been the past few days?
Muriel... Do something for me.
Okay.
This, Miss Daphne Aldershot.
Oh?
You know, she's due here tomorrow evening.
And?
Call her.
Send her a wire, anything. Tell her you had to cancel her reservation.
Why should I do that?
Because I ask you to.
Oh, I really can't do that, Elwood.
You own the place. You and George, you can do anything you like.
Well, not really. Miss Aldershot sent us a deposit. We confirmed her reservation. We can't just cancel her.
What's to stop you?
Well, first, it's unethical. Second, it's illegal. She could sue us.
Let her.
She could win.
Let her. I'll pay the damages. You won't lose anything.
Elwood, please. What is this?
I told you she is going to be killed tomorrow night.
Elwood.
No, Muriel. I know. I'm not talking like an engineer, like a practical, you know, down-to-earth facts and figures man. But the truth is, I don't know. I've had a vision, Muriel. Somehow, some way, I was given a glimpse into the future. How else would I know about a girl named Daphne Aldershot?
Elwood, these things are just,
Yes, they're just what?
Wait a minute. You say there was no way you could ever hear of Daphne?
That's right.
But there is. I mean, there was.
What? What are you talking about?
That night, 2 weeks ago, you were feeling bad about the inspection.
Yeah?
I came up to your room, and I happened to have a stack of reservations. You offered to help sort them out. That's where you could have seen her name.
Oh, I don't remember any of those names. None of them made an impression on me.
Well, not consciously, but that name, that sort of unusual name, Daphne Aldershot.
It's impossible.
Only because you refused to admit it. And then you had a guilty conscience about the inspection. And the two things spun around in your mind.
No. That couldn't happen.
You wanted to punish yourself, so you fell in love with a girl named Daphne Aldershot, only to have her die because of your neglect of duty.
How would I know she's a librarian?
Oh, she listed her job on the reservation. Now, do you understand? It's all right. Everything's all right.
No, it is not. I have to save her.
I was beginning to think I was all alone in the world.
Daphne, do you realize that's what you said when I first met you? In a dream?
My cab driver dropped me off here about 20 minutes ago. When did the cable car arrive?
You decided to come, after all.
Elwood, what am I going to do about you?
You could listen to me.
Mm-mm. That's something I must never do. But otherwise, we'll get along okay.
Daphne, can't you ever be serious?
I am serious. I saw you for the first time and I said, uh-oh, poor Daphne, of all the guys. Well, I'll try to make the best of it. Oh, hey, look, here it comes.
Daphne, let's get out of here.
Why?
Well, haven't I been telling you why? Don't you feel it?
What?
Feel the vibration, that vibration under your feet.
You don't feel anything?
All aboard! Hey, Elwood.
Can't you hear it?
Hear what?
That rumbling.
No, I don't hear anything.
Duke, get out of the car.
Elwood, what's fighting you?
There's a slide.
I don't hear anything.
I said get out of there.
Elwood, take your hands off me.
Why did you hit him?
Help me. Help me. Get him out of there.
What's that?
I told you. Come on, let's drag it back. Back as far as we can go.
Elwood, we're going to get killed.
Hurry. Come on. Maybe we can get back
as far as...
Quick, here's the place, over here. Where the earth is cracking, over here. Before we do it, come on. Come on. Come on, we can do it. Come on, Daphne. Daphne, pull yourself. Daphne, go on. Daphne.
And they did it. They just managed to scramble to safety as the piece of the mountain that held the cable anchor fell away. Happily, though, it didn't spell the end for Elwood and Daphne. It was a beginning. For Helvetia, it was a continuation. They flew the people in by helicopter, and the place is doing better than ever. Whether or not you decide to make a reservation to go there, remember your daily reservation with us here. I'll return shortly.
When you buy a mid-sized car, you expect certain things from it. Mainly, a reasonable combination of comfort and economy. Well, friend, Buick has a mid-size to meet your expectations. The 1975 Century Regal. It's a joy to look at, a joy to ride in, and Buick's new V6 engine makes it a joy to drive, especially past gas stations.
Buick Century Regal, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Tom T. Hall, the United Nations Children's Fund is helping 100 million children all over the world to get better food, health care, and education. Please give generously when the neighborhood youngsters come to your door for UNICEF.
Can you see into the future? There are several schools of opinion. However, the best way to answer that question is to ask, what is the future? Isn't the future, after all, the fabric we weave out of the strands of the present? So, if you know all the strands, all the threads, and all the stitches, why is it impossible to foresee the design? We'll have another terrifyingly delightful design for you next time. Our cast included Russell Horton, Stats Cotsworth, Clarice Blackburn, Robert Dryden, and Marion Seldes. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
I want you to bring me the files from the doctor's office.
What?
I want you to bring me his files, as many as you can carry. Only the current cases, the people he's had recently.
But, Jimmy,
Let me finish. I want to borrow those files just overnight. I'll go through them real quick. So fast, you can have them back in the drawers by morning.
What good will Dr. Cooper's files do you?
It's just an idea I got. I mean, this analyst stuff is pretty personal, isn't it? I mean, they have to tell the doctor everything, don't they?
Yes, of course. There can't be any secrets from an analyst. That would defeat the whole purpose.
Right. No secrets. So if I could see the doc's notes, if I could read through them, well, there's bound to be plenty of stuff they'd like to hide, stuff they'd pay money to keep quiet.
Jimmy, you're talking about blackmail.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
News is next on KIXI AM and FM in Seattle. The weather outlook calls for considerable cloudiness tomorrow and Monday with chance of showers late tomorrow through Monday. The highs near 60 and lows in the upper 40s. In downtown Seattle, currently it's 55 degrees, 54 at the airport. The barometer is falling. It reads 29.94. Wind out of the south at 12 miles per hour. KIXI time, now 11 p.m.
CBS News. President Ford acknowledges this is a tough year for Republicans, but he says they can win if they fight. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Conceding the poll takers show the Republicans taking a real bath next month, President Ford set on a campaign swing through the South Saturday. His party can win if the workers get out and drum up votes between now and Election Day. The president is now back at the White House after a 16-hour swing that took him to North and South Carolina and to Kentucky. The White House was open to the public on Saturday, and First Lady Betty Ford acted as official hostess to the visitors. Susan Peterson reports.
Mrs. Nixon started the tradition of letting the public tour the White House and its grounds twice a year. But Mrs. Ford carried it on in grand style, appearing on the Truman balcony, smiling and waving. Her personal welcome and the tour were much appreciated.
We've had a wonderful day. We stopped this morning in the White House, and it was just, Mrs. Ford was so gracious to come out. It was thrilling.
It was beautiful. First time in my life I've ever been in here, and I'm going to be 72 in December.
Very enjoyable indeed. The gardens were beautiful, and the house is beautiful. Of course, everyone who goes into the White House is anxious to see the parts you can't see.
Many of the tourists were children who enjoyed their firsthand exposure to history. Susan Peterson, CBS News at the White House.
More news in a moment.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your cold to contact. The sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then ask yourself the contact question. 6 or 3 or 1. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others have things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 Tiny Type pills.
Contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take contact. Only as directed.
A new Soviet-American grain deal has been announced. It's about half as big as the one nixed earlier this month by President Ford. Ed Bradley has the details.
Russia has agreed to limit its grain purchases to just 2.2 million tons during this harvest year. 1 million tons of corn and 1.2 million tons of wheat. And once again, the Russians have agreed to provide the United States with detailed information on their harvests and expected production. This would give the United States an opportunity to better assess the world's supply and demand. The Russians made the same promise almost a year ago, and then released only a trickle of information, and eventually surprised the United States when they negotiated a large purchase earlier this month. That agreement was canceled at the urging of President Ford, but the Treasury Department now says American export companies will provide an additional 1 million tons of grain, but this will be bought from foreign countries. The agreement, concluded by Secretary Simon during his recent Russian visit, also provides for an exchange of economic and industrial information as well. Ed Bradley, CBS News, Washington.
Police in New Britain, Connecticut report 6 people were shot to death Saturday night by holdup men who tried to rob a bakery shop. Authorities say it appears the robbers herded 4 men and 2 women into a back room at the store and killed them with shotgun blasts. State police were called in to assist in the manhunt for the killers. It's not known if they got any money in the robbery attempt. There was another big protest Sunday morning in Saigon. Several hundred anti-government demonstrators pelted police with rocks and stormed up the steps of the National Assembly building. Some of the police threw rocks back at the protesters. The demonstrators were demanding the ouster of South Vietnamese President Nguyen Van Thieu. More news after this word.
You'd be so surprised. You'd stare up at the heavens with those big blue eyes. And the wind would carry all of your light up to the skies. And the sun would start shining again.
And the sun would start shining.
You can help make the sun start shining again through the United Nations Children's Fund. This is Bill Anderson, asking you to be generous when the neighborhood youngsters come to your door to trick-or-treat for UNICEF this Halloween. Please drop a few coins in their little orange boxes and help UNICEF bring better food, medical care, and education to millions of needy children.
Pro- and anti-busing forces held separate and peaceful demonstrations in Boston Saturday. About 600 supporters of the federally ordered school integration plan marched through downtown Boston. And in South Boston, about 1,200 anti-busing demonstrators gathered to hear speeches by public officials who are opposed to the plan. Meanwhile, Governor Francis Sargent of Massachusetts says that National Guard troops will remain on alert for possible use in Boston. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, with the time now is 6 minutes past 11.